The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. TED has launched the TED Audio Collective, a mixture of TED original and member podcasts. TED podcasts are downloaded 1.6 million times per day, the company says, and TED Talks Daily was the second most popular show globally on Spotify last year. Buzzsprout was the subject of a denial of service attack over the weekend. The company reports that the attacker attempted to extort Buzzsprout by promising to end the attack if Buzzsprout paid them money. The company refused. Personal information was not compromised, and the attack appeared to stop RSS feeds working for a while. Audible appears to be listing third-party podcasts in the US. Amazon's page listing offers both Audible and Amazon Music options. Oddly, the ASIN number is different for each, which is weird. Podcast platform Podimo has secured another €11.2 million of funding. That's $15.3 million. The premium podcast app is currently live in Denmark, Germany, and Spanish-speaking markets and has 600 exclusive shows. Metronome has added an episode recommender feature to its podcast landing pages. The Podfest Global Summit's pre-event week starts today. I'm speaking about the opportunities you can get from global podcasting. If you use the code PODNEWS, that should give you an entry-level pass worth $49 for free. Francisco Izasqueeza is experimenting with dynamic audio insertion for a podcast with a random time machine. We wonder, is he the first to do this in the Spanish language? Spark Media, a Texas-based Christian publisher, have announced their advisory board. Mark Maron's WTF interviewed film director David Fincher, but apparently the comedian and podcaster says Fincher won't let Maron release it. Gimlet's Reply All has won a trademark dispute with software company Reply All Corporation. And also, according to the US Patent and Trademark Office, Mark Cuban's Fireside was granted a registered trademark and a service mark on February the 10th. Dan Benjamin's Fireside was given a service mark only on February the 9th. And Adam Davidson is leaving 3 Uncanny 4, citing a different view of how best to move forward. And Aaron Johnson has left Jar Audio, where he was CTO and partner. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. We've added PodStation to our podcast pages for users of desktop Chrome. It's a Chrome extension podcast player. PodLove Podcast Publisher, a WordPress extension for podcasts, now supports the podcast funding tag. And the Open Podcast Analytics Working Group has a new website. It's at opawg.org. opawg.org. It's working on a standard anyone can implement, along with a self-certification system that puts trusted metrics in the hands of every podcaster. And in podcast news, Cake Block is a sketch comedy podcast using a cast spanning 2 continents and 3 time zones. Not Another Parenting Podcast is new from Nova Entertainment, who say the show is a safe place for any parent who gets to the end of the week and thinks, how did I keep my children alive? And Because I Said So is a new podcast too, and also from Australia. It's focusing on the experiences of people of colour navigating the trials and tribulations of growing up in the Western world. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.